Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Israel Passaic Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Today's shir is in Meseches Sukkah Daf Yavez, and the topic is understanding the mitzvah cloud and clear. Truth is, little disclaimer when we're going to start the shir, and as it's not really beginning on Yavez, it's really going to be covering most of Aleph Yavez, but since this is such a fundamental topic, and since it does kind of hit the top of Yud Beis, I took the liberty to go ahead and speak out one or two of the ideas on this daf, and to introduce it, let's bring the Gemara towards the bottom of Yud Aleph Yud Beis. And the Gemara wants to know, what is the makor that Tzchach cannot be Mekabel Tum, it must be Gedulim in Haaretz. So the Gemara says, Minohani Mili, Amar Rish Lakish, Amar Kra, Ve'ed Ya'alem in Haaretz. Rish Lakish brings a pasuk from the beginning of the Torah, from Parak Sefer Bereishis, Parak Beis, describing creation in the beginning and describing the formation of Adam HaRishon. The Torah goes through the first 6 days, and then in Parak Beis it goes and recaps a little bit more details about what happens. And in describing what happened in terms of the formation of Adam, the Torah says, Ve'ed Ya'alem in Haaretz, a cloud came up from the land, and so on. And the Torah wants to know, Ma'id davar she'ina mekabel tuma v'gidula min ha'aretz. So just like a cloud is not mekabel tuma and it grows from the ground, af sukkah, therefore, same thing when it comes to sukkah, something that comes is also eina mekabel tuma and okay. So Enam the Kabbalah and it grows from the ground. So the Gemara says, Hanicha l'man d'yomer anone kavodu. This will make a lot of sense that you're going to be learning sukkah from clouds if you want to say that the sukkah, or the schach, and the sukkah itself reminds us of the anone kavod. L'man d'yomer sukkas ma mishasu lahem. But if you want to tell us that Hashem actually made sukkas for Bnei Yisrael, ma'ikal amemar, how do you understand the sukkah cloud? Desanya, the Bryce that says, Kiva sukkos hoshavtis Bnei Yisrael. Anani kavod hayu, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That these are because they'll be able to learn you to our seichem. The generation should know that I had you. I had Bnei Yisrael sit in sukkahs in the midbar. That's what Hashem says. That's why we have the mitzvah of sukkahs, and that's why we have the mitzvah of sukkah. What are these sukkos? So Rabbi Eliezer says that these are the anani kavod. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says sukkahs mamish asulahem. No, he made actual sukkahs for them, and they lived in them. The Gemara goes on to say, Hanichal Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, Michael, Meimar, and so on. The Gemara gives a whole different definition of Chag HaSukkos Taselachom Bigornachom Yigvecha, that's telling you Psolus Goron Viakev, and so on, that the Psolus are the leftovers from your wheat harvest and your grape harvest. They come from the ground, not Mekabel Tuma, so that's what we learn out from Schach. But what we wanted to focus on over here is that there's a machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. To those who actually switched the gears around for a reason which hopefully we'll discuss later on at the end of this year, Bezuz Hashem. But the point is, you have a machlokas as to whether the sukkahs remind us of the sukkah that we do and our sukkahs, whether they remind us of the Anani Kavod or the actual sukkahs, the actual huts that Hashem gave Bnei Yisrael when they're in the Midbar. And the truth of the matter is, this is a nice thematic discussion and a good historical question to discuss, to debate, and so on. But l'may nafkamina, who do you mean practically? What's the difference? What's the difference if the sukkah was made? I'm sorry, what's the difference if sukkahs remind us of Anonei Kavod, or if sukkahs remind us of the actual sukkahs that they have in the midbar? Practically speaking, you still sit in a sukkah. So the truth is, there's a famous comment by the Bach in the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah. And the Bach writes the following. The Bach says, V'yirli lomar bezeh, shesovar, that the Bach, in explaining a lengthy tour, where the tour goes out of his way to answer a question which we'll discuss very soon, the Bach wants to know why is the tour so interested in the history and giving such a whole commentary on the mitzvah. Usually the tour just gives the halachas. So the tour says, the Bach says, yearly lomar bezeh shesover, it appears to me that the tour holds, dechevan dechsiv l'man yedu daru seichem. Since the pasuk uses the words "laman yedu d'orusechem," that your generation should know, lo kiyam hamitzvah kisikuna, one has not fulfilled the mitzvah properly. Im lo yada kavanos mitzvah sasukah kifi pashta, if one does not know right intentions that a person's supposed to have when they're sitting in the sukkah. In other words, while we normally say mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, you don't need a specific kavana to be yotzei why you do a certain mitzvah and so on. Nonetheless, when it comes to a mitzvah that says laman yedu derosechem, the Bach holds that you do need this kavana to do the mitzvah properly. So therefore, it's important for us to know why we sit in the sukkah. So let's go ahead and let's look at the two tzedakim. First, anayi kavod, and then we'll look at sukkah's mamish. Let's glean some ideas from them, which we can take away for ourselves. And then we'll look at the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah to see practically what one's supposed to do. Going to the Anani Kavod side. So we know that the Anani Kavod appeared for the first time some point after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yet, as we know, as far as the calendar is concerned, Sukkot is not celebrated at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim was, of course, in Nisan. And Sukkot is celebrated in Tishrei. So the question that bears to ask is, why is it that we celebrate Sukkot and perform the mitzvah of Sukkah in Tishrei, and not at the beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim when the Nes of the Anani Kavod began? So the Torah gives a very famous answer to this question, and I'll read you the Torah, explaining it as we go along. And the Torah says, V'afapishi yatzonim Mitzrayim b'chodesh Nisan. Even though we left Mitzrayim in the month of Nisan, lo tzivanu la'asos Sukkah ba'oso hazman. Hashem did not command us to make a Sukkah at that time. L'fishu yimos hakai, it's because Nisan Pesach time is already the beginning of the summer season. And many people start to sit outside. I know that around me, the barbecues come out. Already once you get the first 65, 70 degree Shabbos afternoon, the barbecues are out and the people are sitting outside in their backyards. So you see this happens very much in the summer. And it wouldn't have been recognizable that we're doing this for the mitzvah of Hashem. Again, we're not talking about recognizable for the Goyim. It's very nice that they know, but they're what they know and what they don't know, that's not really relevant as far as the mitzvah is concerned. But in terms of us, in terms of our understanding, we might see this and say that, oh, we're only doing this because it's a really nice, convenient time anyway. So we say, therefore, we do it at the time of the seventh month, which is the beginning of the rainy season. And it's the normal practice that people already start to abandon their huts and go into their homes. And we go out to sit in the sukkah. That will show to everybody. Or Yaralakol will show to everybody. That we're doing this not because it's weather and it's convenient and stuff like that, but really we're doing it for a mitzvah, obviously. We're still doing it in Tishrei, because the weather is still warm enough to do this. We're not asking to put out the sukkahs in the middle of December when it's freezing, or even Eretz Yisrael, hopefully it's very rainy. But still, we need this idea to show that we're doing it in Mitzvah HaMelech. And yes, we are commemorating the Anani HaKavod. And in order to commemorate the Anani HaKavod, it has to be done in a way that people recognize that we're doing this for a mitzvah. If you're just doing it at a time where it's convenient or a time where it's natural for everybody to go sit outside, so that's going to take away from the mitzvah observance. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing by making us do the mitzvah in Tishrei, it's kind of the way the Torah seems to be saying, is that it's kind of like Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us an opportunity to like appreciate the fact that we're doing this mitzvah more, appreciate the Nes of the Anani HaKavod. And it might sound a little counterintuitively, appreciate the mitzvah, making it a little bit more difficult. But the truth is, that's exactly what it's doing. And it's saying, oh, we're doing this because it's a mitzvah. It brings that bond between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu closer. So the fact that we're doing it then, that's actually a favor that Kadosh Baruch Hu does. An idea of Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakos Es Yisrael. You can still go ask a second question, though. Okay, so assuming that this is the answer, and this is a very famous answer that the Torah gives, it still doesn't answer another question which comes up. And that is, there were three big nisim in the Midbar, as the Gemara in Tanis tells us. The Nisim were the Mon, the Be'er, and the Anani HaKavod. The Mon was in Zechus of Moshe. The Be'er was in Zechus of Miriam. The Anani HaKavod were in Zechus of Aharon. And subsequent to Miriam's death and to Aharon's death, they were all in Zechus of Moshe until we went into Eretz Yisrael. And then we didn't need those Nisim anymore. Instead, we began to live a more Tevatika life. So the question is, Anani HaKavod were just one of the three mitzvos. Why is it that the Anani HaKavod get their own mitzvah to remind us of them, but the man, and the Be'er don't get their own mitzvah. Somebody wanted to suggest maybe Lechem Mishnah remind us of the man. It's true, remind us of it, but it's not a mitzvah sasei min haTorah. It's not something which is the centerpiece of the Yontif. You gotta tell me Lechem Mishnah is a centerpiece of Shabbos? I don't know if that's a centerpiece of Shabbos. When people look, you might say, yes, legally, as far as the Suda is concerned, yes, the challah is the most important part of the Suda, but I don't know anybody who really goes ahead and said it looks forward more to the challah than the challah to me. There are people, but I think in general, people look forward more to the challah than the kugel, and they get more of the enjoyment, and that seems, you know, that speaks Shabbos more to people. If you ask them, what's the Shabbos food? Challah and kugel are going to come first before the challah. So, why is there such a... Why are none of the kugels singled out? And the truth is, there's an answer that's brought down in the name of the Gra in his commentary to Shir Shirim. Another very famous answer. And the Gra tells us that the question that we're asking right now is based on a misunderstanding. What do I mean? The question that we ask, why are we having a mitzvah, l'zecher ve'anani ha'kavod, as opposed to the be'er and the man, that's assuming that the mitzvah is to commemorate the nes. The Gra says it's not at all true. And the Gra explains that when we sinned at the ego, when the chet ha'ego happened, we lost the Anani HaKavu. The Anani HaKavu disappeared. And that happens on Shiva Sarva Tammuz. And when that happens subsequently, Moshe goes up to Davin, that Kadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't destroy us. Moshe comes down, gets the okay to go back up to get the Luchos, goes up on Rosh Chodesh Elul, comes back on Yom Kippur with the word Salachti Kidvarecha. Following that, Moshe Rabbeinu quickly goes and tells Bnei Yisrael to build to go ahead and build the Mishkan. Within 5 days, probably the biggest miracle in history that happened once and only once, probably will never happen again, and those who are in fundraising will probably agree with me, that there was so much money donated, Moshe Rabbeinu had to say, stop giving. I don't know any other fundraiser who's ever had to say that before. And what happened was, on right after those 4 days of Bnei Yisrael bringing stuff to the Mishkan, the Anani Kavod returned. When the Anani Kavod came, and the Anani Kavod returned, symbolized the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only forgave us for the ego, but took us back and brought us back at a time when, like we were before. And of course, when did this happen? This took place on Tesvav Tishrei, which, non-coincidentally, is the first day of Sukkot. So what the Gra is telling us is that the reminder of the Anani HaKavod is not for the Anani HaKavod per se themselves, but rather for the return of the Anani HaKavod to show that there was not only kapara from the Chet HaEgel, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm sorry, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually took us back. And the truth is, this could also answer that first question too, because if we're going to say the whole issue is not the Anani HaKavod per se, but rather the Anani HaKavod returning, so then we can understand when they return. They return in Tishrei, so it's obvious why the Yontif should be in Tishrei and not, and the Mitzvah should be in Tishrei and not in, I'm sorry, yeah, in Tishrei and not in Nisan. We can answer now another question. You know, when we're davening on Sukkot, we always say, "Is Yom Chag HaSukkos HaZeh Zaman Simchaseinu," it's the time of our rejoicement. And the truth is, why is Sukkot singled out for Zaman Simchaseinu? There's a mitzvah of Samachta B'chagecha on all the Yomim Tovim. Why especially Sukkot? So you take this Gra's answer will explain it very well. Because this is the Yontif that not only shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes for us and gave us the Anani Kavod, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and took us back. And the Gra further writes that when we always begin every Yontif Shemun Esri with a paragraph, Ato Bechartana Mikolo Amim Ahato Son of Ratzis Avanu, the Gra says that each of those terms corresponds to a different Yontif. Ato v'chartanu mikol amim is Pesach. Ahavto osanu by giving us the Torah was on Shavuos. And Ratzisa banu is what took place on Sukkot. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was miratza us. He finds favor with us again, and that's why we have this concept of Zman Simchaseinu on Sukkot. One last point to taking this step one further is that we could understand why, of course, Sukkot is also really considered to be a chelik of the Yom Noraim. Now, if you look at it, some of the minhagim that we do, again, none of these are clear-cut halachas that if you don't do it, you're not mekayim anything. But, I know, many have the minhag to continue using honey at their tables, not only through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but also through the Sukkot period. There's a minhag that many have that to use, when they say Hoshanos, is to use the nigun or the tune of Slichos when we're saying Hoshanos, and to use different nigunim or motifs of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, davening on Simchas Torah, which is the end of the Sukkot period. It's not done for a shtick, it's done for actual reason, because Sukkot is a chilek of Yom Noraim. We don't change back the parochas from white to the regular color until after Sukkot also. Why is this? What connection does Sukkot have to Yom Noraim? And there's a Yalkut Shimoni that brings down Amar Rav Avin, Mashal Ishtayim, Shenipasu Itzodayim. We can compare it to a case where two people went next to a judge. V'leisan in Yadina, Hidin Itzuchaya. We don't know who's going to win. Elaman de Nasiv, Bim Hidei, on Yadin Nunseya. The one who's holding something, that's the one who's going to win. And what it tells you over here, it says, Kan Lafisha, Kaf Lafisha Yisrael, Vasari Umos, Olam Nichnasan, Devne, Karash Baruchu, Barash Hashanah. When we go in before Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, leis on yadin and ma'inu nitzchuya. You don't know who's going to win. Elimashi Yisrael yotzu v'nei Kadosh Baruch Hu v'lulvein b'idein v'srugein b'idein anu yodin di Yisrael inu nitzchuya. We see that the idea is that Klal Yisrael is going to win in din. So what's the connection between this and Sukkot? Based on what we're saying before, it makes total sense. Because what happens? Rosh Hashanah is the din, Yom Kippur is the kapara, and Sukkot is the Ritzui, and taking the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog and sitting in the Sukkah, this is all representing of a Kadosh Baruch Hu taking us back and letting us know, we want to be with you for the next year, all is forgiven, please come back to us, and we have a fresh start. That's the idea of Anani Kavod. What about Sukkot Mamish? So there's a Rashbam in Parshas Emor who writes the following, which sheds a lot of insight into this. The Rashbam tells us that the idea of kibbutz sukkos of shavtis b'nei Yisrael in a midbar without a place to live, and nonetheless HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us homes and took care of us, what does that show? That shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides with our natural needs. Why is this so important right over here? So the Rashbam continues that we know Sukkot is the Chag HaAsif. It's a harvest season. It's the time when we bring stuff in. And the truth is, so many cultures have harvest festivals, right? It's a big pagan thing to have festival of the harvest. The American Indians had festivals of the harvest. They say Thanksgiving was a festival of the harvest. But the truth of the matter is, our message is very different. You see, a person at the time of the festival of the harvest can have the notion of, I did this all for myself. So what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us at this time of the year, go out and sit in Sukkot and remind us the same way that I took care of you in the midbar when you had nothing and you totally relied on me and you realize that everything comes from a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from our own ingenuity. So too, we go outside Sukkot time at the end of our harvest and we say, stop for a moment and say, thank you, Tashem. It's not really us. It teaches us humility. It teaches us this idea of relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realizing that He's beyond all our brachos. He's beyond everything that we have. This is the idea of why we have a yunta for Sukkot Mamash. So to conclude, Sukkot Anani HaKavod is either, we're going to use what the Gros says, the Anani HaKavod is to remind us of the Ritzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking us back after a long year of slips and errors and the Kapar of Yom Kippur. Or Sukkot Mamash is telling us HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who took care of us then, is the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who takes care of us now through the good times, through the harvest, and through sometimes the rough times. But it's all important to know for ourselves. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs the reminder or the kavod to remind ourselves that where the good comes from. Lahalacha, in terms of how we're supposed to have kavana, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Basukos teisu shivas yamin, kibasukos oshav b'spinning Yisrael, hein anani kavod sheikifan, bahem laval yakim sharav shemesh. Shulchan Aruch says that the sukkah reminds us of the anani kavod, and the Mishnah Berurah writes in the bottom of Sif Katan Aleph, it reminds us of two things, Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Anani Kavod. So it seems like this is what the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and that's why there are some who switch the Girsa and actually switch Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. We don't usually follow Rabbi Eliezer because Rabbi Eliezer was a Shemuti. One of the opinions that means is from the story where he was put into Cherem because of Tanur Shalachnai, that story in Bav Mitzia. So we do follow the day of Ananya Kavod, but however, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Chozer Latzeisi Deya Mitzvah Kisikuna, Hadiyeved, but Bidiyeved, Yotze Kol Shekivin Leitzes Levad, as long as you realize that you're sitting in a sukkah and not sitting in a hut or a booth, you're going to be Yotze anyways. But it's important to appreciate these ideas, not only on Sukkot, but throughout the year as well. Kol Tuv, have a wonderful week.